League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A big welcome back. River Plate still up 3-0 on Binacional of Peru, and we go to Soccer by Ives. It's a tremendous place for soccer information. He is Ives Galarsep. He joins us now. Ives, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate we're wrapping up in big style with you tonight, so I appreciate you coming on. And first, I just wanted to reach out to you about Luis Suarez and his ability. Now all of a sudden there's been a 180 by Bartomeu, the president of Barcelona, and he's headed to Atletico Madrid. Any other things you can add to that situation there? Because I think it's a good thing for La Liga.
It's good for La Liga that Suarez stays in the league, but you just wonder how that Barcelona attack is going to, you know, go on. They're going to miss him as much as, you know, there were some questions about, you know, what he had left, but I have a feeling they're going to miss him.
And then Barcelona and Sergiño Dest, the U.S. defender. How about some thoughts on that? Because that seems to be the hot topic here in the U.S. today.
Well, that's the big question is who's going to end up with Dest? Is it going to be Bayern? Is it going to be Barcelona? By all accounts, it looks like Bayern has jumped ahead of Barcelona. I think Barcelona was early on him, but they didn't have the money to close the deal. And in that delay, Bayern was able to jump in there. And now you kind of have this tug of war. And I think it's probably going to be up to Dest, really. Where he feels like he should go. Does he go to Barcelona where he has a better chance to be a starter, or does he go to Bayern and join the juggernaut in Bayern?
So as I'm thinking about this, and we've been talking a lot on the two shows this week just about the young, you know, changing talent and changing of the guard that's been occurring over the last couple of seasons, you know, Lucas Zelarayán in Columbus, Alan Pulido, Rick Huarte in Dallas, Emmanuel Reynoso coming from Boca Juniors, and this whole change in sort of the philosophy of buying and selling and going younger and South American and Central American Ives. And you know, I kind of look at the Bayern situation. They struck gold with Alphonso Davies. You know, the fact that these American players are shining a bit on other teams, I would assume this makes the market for them better and maybe even more eyeballs on Major League Soccer. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no question. I think the fact that you're seeing so many young players, so many young Americans and so many young North Americans thrive, it kind of makes it less of a risk for teams that are looking to invest. And obviously with what scouts have been coming to North America for some time and coming to the U.S. looking at the young talent, but now they realize that, you know, Christian Pulisic wasn't necessarily just a one-off, that there is talent, there is a lot of talent in the pipeline, and it's worth investing in that talent. And I think it's great that you're seeing more young Americans head over there, but it's also great that you're seeing more young Americans get a chance to play regular minutes early on in MLS, because you remember 10 years ago, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, you know, they're stuck on the bench. They wouldn't see the field, and that would really set back the development of that whole generation. And now those young players are actually getting into starting lineups, getting to play regular games.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there really wasn't even the USL wasn't as refined then. Teams didn't really have reserve teams. So Brendan Aaronson, Philadelphia, he's a talent. He's, you know, in the vein of a playmaker, which we don't see many Americans in Major League Soccer in that role. How about your thoughts on him, where you think he might end up, and how you think he would do in Europe?
Well, I'd say he's come so far in just the past year, because I can remember watching him a year ago, and even though he, you know, Jim Curtin obviously saw a lot of him really early on, and, you know, he was starting Aaronson over Marco Fabian, the established Mexican international. And at that time last summer, he didn't have that end product yet, but you could see there were some flashes, but he didn't quite have that kind of finishing burst, that finishing play. And now he's kind of taken that next step, and he's added that. And now you see a player who is just so confident, and now he makes that play. Now he makes that killer pass, and he makes that, and he can finish that killer shot. And that's what scouts love to see, and European clubs love to see. And so when you consider how young he is, it's understandable why so many teams are interested in him. And obviously I think at this point it's pretty clear he isn't going to leave yet. But I'd say come January, it's going to be pretty hard for Philly to hold on to him. And I don't get the sense that they want to stand in the way either. I think they understand the value of him being sold and kind of getting that pipeline going of talent passing through there.
Talking to Ives Galarsip, Soccer by Ives, and does a lot of great work for many years covering the game in the United States up and down and around the world. Ives, you broke the Albert Elise story, so just take us through that a little bit. Take us into some of the details of it. Maybe if you have an idea what the transfer fee was. I mean, we've seen the rumors. And then take us into how you think Albert will produce in a league that's probably a bit more tactical and different, obviously, than Major League Soccer in Portugal.
Right. Well, I mean, I'd say it's interesting you mentioned the rumors as far as what the price is. Now, I don't have the exact price. I don't know the exact price, but what I do know is that he was in what amounted to the last 4 months of his contract, right? So if you're a European team, are you necessarily going to pay a seven-figure transfer fee for 4 months of a player where you can have them for free in January? So I just don't see that being a thing. So for me, I'm not putting much weight into that rumor. So, as great as it would be for Houston if they could get $1 million and a sell-on fee, I mean, that'd be great. But, I mean, I have a feeling it had to be significantly less than that, which is obviously unfortunate, but I think Houston missed the boat a year ago by not either selling him or signing him to a new contract. I think when you're in that position, when the market's, you know, after a player like that, you either sell and cash in or you sign him to a new deal. So that way, a year from then, you can still sell him for a big number. And I think they missed the boat on that. Hopefully, they did get a decent fee, but I can't imagine it was that much just because 4 months left, 5 months left on a deal. Teams just don't generally spend that kind of money.
He was walking free in December. And you know, the other thing is he was very, very vocal, respectfully, though, about wanting to play in Europe. And, you know, a lot would come out in the Honduran press, as you know, you saw it. What are some of the other things that jump out to Albert, about Albert to you that tells us that he will be a success in Portugal?
Oh, I mean,
outside of the raw physical characteristics.
Well, no, and that's the thing. I mean, I think he's grown as a player. I think when he first came into the league, he definitely relied, you know, a lot more on just his physical gifts, and I feel like as a player, he grew and rounded out some other aspects of his game. I think it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to be part of stronger teams in Houston, because I think for that reason he was a bit overlooked and for me underrated, because for me he's been one of the better players in the league for some time now, but he's never kind of gotten that due because the Houston teams have kind of struggled during his time there. But I don't have any doubts that he'll be able to go over there and thrive, especially just, you know, kind of having more talent around him. And for me, it's a little disappointing that now he leaves when Houston actually has maybe, for my money, the best team they've had since he's been there. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like this current team that they have, you know, if he had been able to stick around, finish out the year, I mean, there's no telling how, you know, what kind of run Houston could have put together here in the late going. And that's, again, that's another reason why, getting back to the idea of, I think they missed the boat on signing him to a new deal a year ago, because if you sign him to a new deal a year ago, then you're not necessarily necessarily having to move him now to get something. You can maybe convince him to stick around till January, till the winter window, and have him finish out the year. I think he would have been open to that if he knew he was definitely getting sold. So
we gotta shut it down because we're up on the hard break. I'm sorry about that. Great stuff. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.